Good evening, everyone. This is Reverend Charles Womack. Greetings from Faith-Driven, Grace-Living Ministries. Now, you all, this evening, it was my objective to present this special message right before Christmas. However, you all, because of the concept of scheduling, our next fellowship is going to be the day after Christmas. Thus, we will tonight, you all, share with you our Christmas message for the season. Now, I'd like to you all begin our message off this evening with an observation. It's an observation, you all, that I have made, and I'm sure that some of us have observed and have made ourselves. And that observation is this. You all, many people, you all, have come to believe that Christmas, you all, is changing and losing its meaning. That the traditional roots, you all, are becoming obsolete. Now, y'all, well, there may very well be some legitimacy in this perspective. Y'all, I think that instead of us believing that Christmas is changing and losing its meaning, maybe y'all, the perspective that Christmas is evolving is a probably more appropriate and objective perspective. However, y'all, the Christmas season, as we can tell, is in full-fledged, and it seems like it's been this way for at least a few weeks. I mean, every year, you all, the music, it plays sooner. I mean, the lights, they go up before that. And of course, shopping, I mean, that's almost before Thanksgiving. However, you all, the truth is that your people, we love, you all, the feeling and the spirit that Christmas puts us in. I mean, without Christmas, your winter, it really would be a depressing season. Because, see, we people, we're emotionally affected by freezing feelings and icy isolation. I mean, people would actually, you all, stay in the house if it was not for the excitement and the energy and the time, you all, that is put in towards the winter holidays. And this, you all, is why Christmas is so big. I mean, there's really nothing else to look forward to. So, you all, I actually believe that it boils down, you all, to what do Christmas mean to you? For some, I mean, it means religious celebrations. I mean, it means family and friends to others. Holiday traditions like giving, oh yeah, and receiving. It means charitable works when we go out and bless others because the season has created that beautiful aura. It means seasonal entertainment, the music we love to hear and the caroling. It means Santa Claus. That's all about children, right? It means stories, like the one I'll be sharing with us this evening. It means poems. Now, I have one of those in our story, actually. Oh, yeah, and let us not forget about the feast. So, yes, you all, Christmas, it means so much to so many. However, you all, this evening, the Apostle Luke, you all, he will reiterate what every Christian must know and remember, which, of course, is the true doctrine of Christmas. And with that being said, please, let us accept as a title of our message this evening, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Now, you, I would like to begin, as I said, I have a poem. It's really a paraphrased version of The Night Before Christmas. And it's presented as follows. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the world, a message was preached, a challenge was hurled. Believe on the sun, and thou shalt be saved. The road to heaven with his blood was paved. Out of the darkness of sin and despair, God's salvation, the fairest affair, was born in a manger, no room in the inn. God in the flesh, he died for our sin. The angels sang, the shepherds rejoiced. Messiah has come, the message was voiced. By joyous believers, both far and near, Christmas has come. Emmanuel is here. You all, Christmas, it celebrates, you all, the incomparable divine gift to all mankind, the birth of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Over 2,000 years ago, the Savior appeared, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. The babe in the manger would demolish the barrier between depraved humanity and perfect God. He was born to die, so that through him we might have life everlasting. You all, unfortunately, today, you all, Santa and shopping, you all, has replaced you all, the presents, over the true meaning of Christmas. I mean, exchanging gifts, you all have supplanted our focus from the greatest of all gifts. The eternal sequence of the season is obscured, and only the Bible, the infallible word and truth, reveals the import of that very first Christmas. The scriptures disclose, you all, a meaning far more momentous than the notions and traditions of men, however clever or charming. This evening, you all, we will present seven truths that will illuminate the magnificent message of that very first Christmas. Now, you all, I will begin our scripture reading here. It's our passage for the evening, and it will be coming from Luke, the second chapter, verses 7 through 20. And I read at this time as follows. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And he shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Peace, goodwill towards men. And of course it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which were told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at these things, which they were seen by the shepherds. But Mary, she kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Now, you all, the night before Christmas, the night, you all, before that very first Christmas, you all, that was a night, you all, of life. It was a night of life, and it was a night of death. Luke number 2, 7th verse. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes. John 1 and 2, 14, it says, The same, referring to Jesus Christ, was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Now, your Jesus Christ, your He is the God-man. He's the undiminished deity and true humanity united in one person forever. Colossians 2:9. Now, although you all, Christ is eternal God, your His incarnation began with His physical birth, as all human life begins. At Jesus Christ's birth, you all, He was wrapped in swaddling clothes. You know, these are the garments that are used to wrap the dead. From the beginning of His earthly life, He was identified with death. The shadow of the cross, it loomed over Him. And in that very moment, your God, He proclaimed to the world that Jesus Christ's death, you all, is more significant than His life. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. 33 years later, the Lord Jesus Christ bore all of our sins, past, present, and future, when He died upon that cross. 1 Peter 2:24, who in His own body bore the sins of the world on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. Your Christmas is not your Santa and his sleigh. Your Christmas is Christ and his cross. The night before Christmas was a night of life and death. The night before Christmas was a night of good news. Now, while Luke tells us in 10 and 11 verse, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tithing of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, the supernatural appearance of the angel, they rendered these shepherds, speechless with fear and awe. However, when the good news announcing the salvation was given by God, when it brought down to mankind, and they immediately was transformed, from their fear to a great joy. Titus 2:11, it says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men. For a Merry Christmas? That should be a wish, for all to come to know the joy of salvation through faith in Christ. The good news, it concerned the Savior, Christ the Lord. All your humanity is under the penalty of sin and death, meaning separation from God. Because why? All have sinned. Romans 3:23. Now the proclamation that was made on that first Christmas, it announced the solution to sin. The advent of Christ, it was for the express purpose of saving mankind from the penalty of sin. So not only did the angels bring the good news to the shepherds, but to all people. There is no exception. Salvation was provided for everybody. Christ, his substitutionary death on the cross, it is a unlimited atonement. In 1 Timothy 2:6, it says, who gave himself a ransom for all. Hebrews 2:9, it says, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And 1 John 2:2, and he is the propitiation of our sins, and not for ours alone, but the sins of the whole world. So, this was a night of good news. This was a night, also of heavenly worship. Verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. On the very first Christmas, the angels in heaven, they set the precedent for worshiping and praising God. Most people, they have long since ignored that precedent. Your true worship, it is based on a relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christmas, above all, it should elicit a personal response to Christ, an adoration of him. No one, can enter into the true spirit of Christmas, not apart, from the personal faith that they need in the God-man Savior. And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31. The night before Christmas, it was a night of heavenly worship. The night before Christmas, it was also a night of potential peace. Luke, the 14th verse, second chapter. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. Whether or not we have peace with God, that depends on our attitude towards Jesus Christ. God, he is well pleased only, with those who believe in Jesus Christ. Only they're the ones who have a peace that cannot be purchased. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. So this, it was a night of potential peace. This was a night, of reverent seeking. Verse 15 and 16. The shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, for this is prophecy fulfilled, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste. These shepherds were not ordinary shepherds, nor were the sheep ordinary sheep. These men, they were hand-picked. They were hand-picked to watch over the flocks from which the lambs without blemish were selected for the temple sacrifice. These are the sacrifices that foreshadow Jesus Christ, who we know, is the true Lamb of God. For as much as ye know, that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, which by tradition from thy fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18-19. Now the shepherds, they were well informed concerning the Old Testament prophecy of the coming Messiah. While the angels referred only to the city of David, the shepherds, they went immediately to Bethlehem, the predicted birthplace of the Messiah. You see, their prompt response exhibited not only a knowledge of the scripture, but also faith in God's promises. In contrast, the pious religious leaders of Israel, who attended temple worship 3 times a day, they also knew where the Messiah would be born. Yet, they lacked the faith to act on their knowledge. Yet the shepherds, who tended the flocks night and day, they could not attend worship. Yet, the angels, they revealed the good news to them and not the religious leaders. You see, although you are faithful in keeping the sheep, these shepherds, they now left those sacrificial lambs. They went to witness an event of the greatest of magnitude, the newborn Lamb of God, the Savior of all mankind. They went to behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Is Jesus more important to us than anything we possess? The shepherds, they made haste to seek the Savior. If man would only make haste to seek our Savior today. Isaiah said, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Paul said, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And John, he concluded by saying, "And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." It was a night of reverent seeking. The night before Christmas, it was a night of witnessing. Verse 17 and 18. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered on those things which were told them by the shepherds. And lastly, the night before Christmas, it was a night of quiet meditation. Verse 19:20. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Few people today sit quietly and think intently about the Lord Jesus Christ and his word. Mary, she set the precedent that first Christmas. Will anybody give thought of the Savior this Christmas? Or will our Christmas, simply be a time of festivity, gift, and giving, and also through his death? We must understand, that Jesus, his birthday, it brought about his death date. His death date, it brought about our eternal life day. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. As we enjoy our families and our beautiful friends and our fun, let us remember the very first night before Christmas. And let us remember and also share the true reason for the season. 'Twas the night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the world, a message was preached, a challenge was hurled. Believe on the Son, and thou shalt be saved. The road to heaven with his blood was paved. Out of the darkness of sin and despair, God's salvation, the fairest of fair, was born in a manger, no room in the inn. God in the flesh, he died for our sin. The angels sang, the shepherds rejoiced. Messiah has come. The message was voiced by joyous believers both far and near. Christmas has come. Emmanuel is here. My brothers and sisters in Christ, it is my prayer, it is my hope and desire that each of you will have a very, very Merry Christmas. And may God continue to bless and keep you always and forever is our prayer. Good night, everyone. God bless.